Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Niro, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 8:37, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, the Irish cricket team are on the brink of something very, very special at the T20 World Cup against England. I don't want to jinx it just yet. There's been a little delay there in Melbourne with rain earlier in the day. So their Super 12 match is ongoing. It has been a brilliant battle so far, and it's one of these matches that you cannot take your eyes off for a moment. Let's go live to the MCG and get their very latest with Nathan Johns of the Irish Times.
Hi, Darren. It's getting very tight here. Last time I spoke to you, Ireland had an excellent start with the ball. There was a drop catch early, Gareth Devaney putting down Alex Hales, but the very next delivery, Hales departed as Josh Little picked him up. The drop was not costly. Since then, Ireland have been very tight in the field, not been able to get away from them at all. George Dockle, a left-arm spinner, came on and bowled the 11th over, and it was a big over for Ireland and both England. England looks to target someone who hasn't bowled a lot for Ireland recently, and he actually got two wickets early. There were two drops in the deep market there, and Gareth Delaney making the errors. Fortunately for Delaney, he did make up for it a few balls later as he finally held onto one to see the back of Harry Brook, who can be very dangerous in these situations. And just moments before you came to me, Dawid Milan, who was also dropped and was set on 35, is gone. Barry McCarthy's come back into the attack to get him. So England are 5 down, 87 runs on the board. They need 71 with 38 remaining. It's over 10 runs and over. The fact that they've lost 5 wickets is crucial, but England do bat very deep, so it's by no means over yet.
Are you going to call it for us, Nathan?
I think it's very difficult to say at this stage. Moeen Ali has just hit a boundary. Moeen Ali's just hit a boundary for England there. If they are going to get a wicket in the next 2 overs, I think they'll be favourites. But with these two in the crease, Moeen Ali and Liam Livingstone, who are 2 excellent players for England, particularly at the back end of an innings when the game is on the line, those two are there at the end, I think England will win. But if Ireland can get a breakthrough, I think they're in the driver's seat.
I'm reading between the lines, and I think it's going right down to the wire. Nathan, thank you so much for that. We'll keep you posted. It's been such a busy period in the world of sport, and we have another huge weekend on the way. And top of the bill will be our great champion, Katie Taylor. She is fighting Karen Elizabeth Caraval in London. Katie will be putting her lightweight titles on the line for a 7th time, and she'll be facing a previously undefeated opponent. Now, it's her first outing since that epic encounter in New York against Amanda Serrano. And speaking on the MMA Hour podcast last night, Katie confirmed that she wanted to meet Serrano again this time around, and she'd already reached agreement on a date with Croke Park.
I was obviously ready and willing to jump straight back in and a media rematch. And we actually had Croke Park seal off for one of the dates in September. But I think Serrano and her team just wanted a couple of more fights maybe under the belt before jumping back into a rematch. But we were obviously well ready and willing to jump straight back in.
So you had the date blocked off. This would have been your big homecoming?
Yeah, we were in talks with Croke Park. The date was actually sealed off. And just the toss of having my homecoming fight in front of 80,000 people. I think that's the only thing that could actually top what happened in Madison Square Garden. The toss is just a spine tingling to me.
Let's hope that is something that happens real soon. Coming very close last month, but maybe next time out. Manchester City played out a scoreless draw away to Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League, which was enough to secure top spot in the group. City missed another penalty last night. Riyad Mahrez, he had his kick saved. And believe it or not, that was kick number 25 of their 80 penalties taken in regular season games that City have not converted since Pep Guardiola took over in 2016. So they've missed 25 of 80, and the manager is not too happy about that.
Of course, it's a problem. So since I arrived here, we missed 24 or 25 penalties, most of them in Champions League. It's too much. So in that kind of thing, you have to be more, always admire the courage, you know, the responsibility to do it, but of course, we miss a lot of penalties. This is a problem. We miss it in Copenhagen here. Well, so we have to, we have to improve. Otherwise, these little details and margin in this competition is the key, the difference.
That's Pep Guardiola. Chelsea beat Salzburg 2-1 to book their place in the knockout stages. Chelsea also threw his group winners. AC Milan also won, still in with a chance of getting runner-up there in that group. Celtic drew 1-1 with Shakhtar Donetsk. That result means Celtic finish bottom of their group. They won't qualify even for the Europa League. PSG and Benfica recorded wins to clinch last 16 spots. Juventus lost to Benfica, and they will not qualify out of the group for the first time in 9 years. Champions Real Madrid lost. It's their first loss of the season across all competitions. 3-2 defeat to RB Leipzig, but they'd already qualified for the next phase. Now, world number one Rory McIlroy says the feud between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf Series is out of control, and it could leave the game fractured for a very long time. McIlroy's quotes are from an interview he's done with the Guardian newspaper this morning. RTE has agreed a new rights deal with the GAA for the next 5 years. Very comprehensive deal across all the platforms, television, radio and online. And all the details of that are on the RTE Sport website. Kilkenny's Miriam Walsh, Katrina Mackey from Cork and Waterford's Lorraine Bray have been nominated for the PwC GPA Camogie Player of the Year. And finally, there's horse racing this afternoon at the Curragh, and the action there gets underway at 1:05.